When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, folks. Listen up and listen good. We're about 2,000 people short of hitting the five-digit plateau number of 100,000 subscribers. That's, to us, so special. It's a community of people here, week in, week out. Six figures. Yeah, that's on me.
Crushing it.
You know what? Regardless of the fact whether I'm an idiot or not, shouldn't change the fact that you should be subscribed to this great podcast. And we'd love to have you on board week in, week out. Every single Tuesday, we're dropping heat. So come on board, join the family, subscribe, like, and be part of this awesome community.
Let's give them 4 seconds to smash the subscribe and like button.
Subscribe.
3, 2, 1. Subscribe. Boys and girls.
Check.
The producer of the show told you that you're fine.
Why the fuck did you?
No, but I'm double checking. He said I was lagging and that he couldn't hear me. Bob just jumped the gun and brought on.
By the way, I went to the D-Man's Palace yesterday. That's a place that should have premium Wi-Fi.
Is it palatial?
Yeah. Oh, it is. Mikey, the square footage in this back.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he knows it. He knows it. That backyard could do. And I set him up with back nine greens to put some greens in there.
I know, Bob. I'm going to eventually. You got to remember, right now I'm house and tax poor. It's not the time to be investing.
But I think it's a
gigantic fucking chipping putting greens.
But Joe, I've said, first off, you asked about it. Secondly,
he did.
Bob, he said, I want to put in a
putting green. I do.
So I connected him. But I think that could be a comp service.
Well, see, then that's a totally different kettle of fish, if that's the case. I'm going into these things anticipating the worst. And the worst is something that I can't take on. Now, in April, come after April, after the tax man's come and gone, then that's a whole different story. Then we can have a party.
Okay.
You're going to have a whole
party. Let's get some.
Okay. Hopefully we get that Wi-Fi address too.
Yeah, it's lagging
in
on you,
in fiscal year 26. We'd really like to.
Well, they got to get the satellite tower up. They got. I
see. That's going to be a big undertaking. That's going to be a big undertaking.
That sounds like that's out of your control. The satellite tower is a whole.
Yeah, I don't have control now. The greens could
be like a Cornelius Closet type of situation.
I did see Cornelius's work yesterday. He did a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a good job. I think it looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Shout out Cornelius Closet.
Maybe, Petey, are you going to start shouting him out? I mean, granted, he got some good pod shots, but have you done the couple IG
I put the story up. Yeah.
How'd he like it?
I don't know, but I mean, he's a friend of the pod. He listens to every podcast. You know, he'll give me feedback sometimes. Like, DM me when you bought the Jaguars. He's like a big Jaguars fan, so he liked that. Or like, he'll give me feedback on who's top five. He's a good guy. He's a fan of the show. And listen, why not bring it back to the community of people that support us? You know,
I have to agree.
All the phone and all the, you know, there's people who are good at what they do that are fans of us. And, you know, why not give it back to the community that supports us?
I have to agree. I just made a purchase myself with somebody who's a fan of the pod as well. Reached out. He was like, you know, I heard you guys talking about XYZ if you're ever interested. And I followed through and, you know, good guy. Helped me out.
What type of purchase are we talking
about? Was that the TV?
I'd rather not talk about it on the air.
Okay.
I think it's, yeah. Right. I think
I would be curious. Or maybe he's just coming in to fix that phone job. He's
no.
To flatten out.
No. Everyone doesn't realize I actually sit like this. in the pod. Yeah. I have to tell this one. Just counterbalance.
And Cafone's never reached out about that because Cafone got a bad shake with that.
Yeah, he did. No, listen, Paulie's great. And for the price, he's great. He's a hard worker. He'll be there. And he shows up every day, which is tough. You know, if anyone knows about contractors, it's tough to get these guys to show up. He shows up every day. And, you know, he's doing some good work. I've seen some of his newer stuff. He looks very good. You know, very good. Yeah,
I get it. We're already backed up with Bob HQ. Not a thing in there. There's not. I can't put any more stories because I'm just getting rocked. It's just terrible.
But you're setting up the groundwork, Bob. This is what I told you. This is the biggest stuff. And then once they start building out, it's just going to come together very quickly. Yeah.
Rome wasn't built in a day, Bob.
That is true. He is. Joe's right. He's doing a lot of the. I keep saying, I call him every day. I'm like, Leo, can we get in there and roll now? He's like, Bob, the electric's almost there. You have to have the paint dry.
Right.
There's insulated foam up there.
Right.
You know, there's
a lot. These guys are working.
So there's a company that I brought in to kind of like bob it all out, to like really brand it all out. Because the guy that we have is not like a huge fan. He just started the kind of following us. But he does a really good job. So the team we had to kind of brand it out, it was an hour call of yeses or nos on probably the most unnecessary things you have ever heard of in your life.
Give me some examples.
Give us some examples.
All right. Vending machines, a slide, like the Dexter's Laboratory slide that goes from the office to the bar.
A little bit wild.
No, like we're the fucking Ghostbusters and we're going to take the poll when we get a call, you just come down the road.
The slide wasn't. So Josh was on the call, my account. He was watching it and he was just like throwing a fit about it. A life size bobblehead.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the vending machines, I think, might be necessary too.
I think the vending machines is outrageous, bro.
I disagree. I think that's huge. I'm most excited about.
I think for beverages, I would say yes. For snacks, it's like who's gonna keep them stocked, Bob?
Squirtle.
Yeah, Squirtle.
Yeah, I think it might have to be.
By the way, those
steady ball games are going to be on top of that, man.
We eat a lot of snacks, too, by the way.
We do.
I mean, sure, of course. No
question. The thing
he
was talking to me about that was so unnecessary, though. He said the, you know, they got to do the plumbing for like the, not the plumbing, but like for the kegs, like the wiring or whatever for the kegs. I'm like, we don't need a beers on draft. Like, there's not going to be enough.
No
traffic in there for beers on draft. Like that.
By the way, that is a nightmare to keep up with tap lines and stuff like that.
Oh, I can imagine.
That's a nightmare. Yeah. Unless, like, again, like you're doing the volume, like you're an actual bar and you're doing the volume, the turnover's there. It's a nightmare.
No need for that at all.
No.
So.
No.
But yeah, I mean, look, I'm excited. I think
the slide would have been really cool.
What's that?
Like, the slide would have been cool.
Fuck.
The slide.
I mean, I'm not telling you to get it, but I mean, like, the idea of it is funny.
It's very funny, Bob. It's like our version of the fire station pole when a situation arises and you got to get down like immediately. You know,
I just fucking said that, Joe. I just said that. I said it would have been like Ghostbusters when they slide down the pole.
You said Ghostbusters. I'm talking about like a firehouse.
Yeah, but
they were in a firehouse. That's why they had the pole.
Now, if we're coming off one of those binge eating days, like, I don't know if we're getting down that pole. You know, the slide, you can just let the slide do the work. The pole, you're still kind of working. You know?
Might get stuck on it.
Just look like real shitty strippers on that pole trying to slide down it.
Just going from the clips, you know, just seeing the clips online to watching the real thing, even though knowing what this Alex Hanold, how do you pronounce his name? This guy is unbelievable. And this guy talked about how he didn't get, you know, paid that much to climb that building that he climbed, the free solo guy. Maybe so. I'll tell you this. That guy's got a job and a career as long as he A, stays living, and B, wants it. Because I would watch him climb any of – like, I couldn't fathom – like, I knew he made it up okay, and I was still horrified. For the people watching that live, that had to be one of the most incredible, just mind-blowing experiences of all time. I couldn't believe – you guys watched the whole thing?
I watched a bunch of it, and I put a post out, the same thing. I just was like, what was Netflix going to do in the event that he, you know, shockingly falls to his demise.
There had to be. There had
to be a 10-second delay. But
there had to be a delay. There had to be.
Even if you're on a delay, what do you cut back to a building with no one on and say, unfortunately, he's falling?
Yeah, they're not going to show him fall. Yeah,
but I'm saying that's just such a morbid situation. If that does go to that, you know, and then you got Seth Rollins from the WWE commenting as if he knows anything about what it takes to climb a fucking skyscraper.
But how many people do? I actually thought he was good because he was watching it like he was one of us. He's the big guy, right?
No, he's not. He's big. He's not like Roman. He's not like one of the. He's not like one of their bigger guys. Like he's not like a big wrestler.
I thought he was good because he was horrified. He was watching like he was one of us.
He's a superstar. He's like one of their biggest stars.
See, the other lady was good because she was like a climbing expert, so she could like analyze like the different moves he was doing. But
you know. They had that old WWF pay-per-view Over the Edge in like 97, I want to say, the way Owen Hart died in a live pay-per-view. He ziplined into the ring. The zipline snapped. He hit the ring rope and broke his neck and died in the ring on a live pay-per-view. But like Joe's asking the question, like, how did they do it? Because that was a live feed pay-per-view. They fucking cut the, like, they're on a delay enough where they could cut the footage. And like no one's ever actually seen the actual footage of him fall unless you were in the building. People in the building obviously fucking saw it. But like there's no actual footage. They fucking they put it in like a, like they call it like the vault where you'll never see it. But similar situation, like it can happen. It can happen.
You know what's
nuts?
What's amazing too with that, if you watch that him climbing, maybe the more impressive thing than even, you know, that Alex climbing, the camera crew is dangling in open air. I mean, granted, they're strapped up, but it's like even looking down, they're 90 stories up filming, just you know.
How much would it take you to do that, Bob? What's a dollar figure?
Joe, there's not a number. There's not a number. There's not.
If somebody offer you generational wealth, there's a number, to just suspend and hold a camera.
If you're locked in the suspension, Bob, if you got the straps.
Yeah, with my heights, though, Mikey, I mean, Joe.
I don't like heights either, but there is a number.
A generational amount of wealth for your family, I you got to do it.
Joey D's, you know, heading right. Joey D's strapping up real fast. Real fast.
I've gone bungee jumping. I've gone skydiving.
You went bungee
twice.
Jumping?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of
skydiving.
The most horrifying. I skydived twice.
There's no footage of this, obviously. I mean, you
no,
should do
this
it now.
This was pre-social media. I would do it again. I went skydiving in Australia over the Great Barrier Reef. And then I did it. I'm making that up. I swear to God.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
Dude, So the skydiving, the first time I ever did it, it was like.
You jumped out of a fucking plane.
Yeah, but it's at tandem, so you're attached to the guy.
I don't give a fuck if it's at quad tandem where you're with three other people. Fuck that.
That than do the hanging. Bob,
you'd never
the
do.
Air.
You'd
never
rather jump out of a plane?
No, you'd
because,
never.
Because you know why?
Dude, stop.
You would
the
never
reason
do it.
Being is because I'm the guy's in control. It's not me by myself. For me, if it's something where I'm by myself, like if it's just me dangling up there,
yeah,
no chance.
But you're,
Bob,
you're harnessed in though. You jump out of the plane, you pull that cord, the chute doesn't go. Then you're done.
And of course, it's horrible. Trust me, I'm not. I don't want to do it. But what I'm saying is, compared to just dangling alone, I'd rather, if I had the choice, I'd rather just trust the guy. I'm not saying it's not horrifying, Joe. I'm just saying that's what I would rather do and just cling to him.
For the first time I ever skydived, my birthday. The girl I was dating at the time didn't tell me what we were doing, and as a surprise, took me skydiving. And I was like, wait, what? And then at that point, you know, like this was ages ago. I was like in my 20s. At the time, you're trying to not look like a giant baby. You know, you're trying to look like a tough guy. So I'm like, I'm not going to let her go and skydive, and I'm going to stay down on the ground. Oh, so I go up there, and you're in this tiny little like plane that can barely seat four people. You're sitting down in the middle of the plane, and this thing, I thought this thing wasn't even going to make it up, Michael. And then you're going up, and you're going higher and higher and higher. And then once you get to a point, they're like, all right, we got to get ready. They lift the thing, and the chute on the side of the door opens up, and the wind and the air is just flying through, and you have to shimmy over to the edge and put your feet outside of the edge of the plane, and then they release you, and it feels like you're getting sucked into a vacuum.
I'm thinking of that scene from the newer Batman with Bane when he jumps out of the fucking plane and pushes the doctor out of the plane when they're parachuting in the opening scene, and just picturing Joe like that. Now's not the time for panic, doctor. Mm-hmm. That comes later.
It was. I'm telling you, it was very scary. The second time I did it was when I went to Australia, and that was over the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
But that time wasn't as bad because mentally I had already done it, and I had already prepared that I knew that I was going to do it. So I had time mentally.
But when you parachuted, you didn't parachute into the reef itself.
No. You fly over, and then they take you down into a landing strip that's right over the side.
Gotcha.
But when you're flying over it, it's sick because you can see everything. It's awesome.
So, Bob,
but the bungee jumping is the scariest.
I was going to say, Bob, if you had to rank the three in what you would do, what you would want to do the least, the scaling the building strapped in would be at the bottom over bungee jumping and skydiving. You'd rather do both of those.
Bungee jumping might be one.
Bungee jumping is the least thing you'd want to do.
I think so. Yeah. I think
it's the scariest thing.
Oh, I would never. Do. I would fucking never, bro.
And when you jump, I jumped from a bridge that was over like rapids in Whistler, Bob. And you
it's always in some wild exotic location.
Which is not exotic. Anyways, you jump. I know what it feels like to fall to your death. Like that's the feeling of like falling. It was horrifying. And then when you get down, the cord pulls you, and then you go back up another like 50, 60 feet and fall down again. You're standing on the edge of the bridge, and they're like 3, 2, 1, bungee. It was like these Australian guys, and I'm like, I'm not ready. And then they kept counting me down. I was like, and finally I looked over, I was like, I'll bungee when I'm ready.
I was hang gliding over the Taj Mahal, Bob. It was quite the experience, I gotta tell you. It was a wild experience. I never would have ever thought he did any of that. It just goes to show. It's just like, what has this guy got up his sleeve? Could you imagine if he skydived now, Bob, and recorded that? What that would do? He would do it.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't. I'd tell that girl, I got a surprise for you. I ain't fucking going. That's exactly what I would tell her. You could call me a pussy, whatever you want. That's fine. I don't care. I don't care. Forget it.
That's what I should have said.
Moving right along, waste management coming up. That's exciting. We got waste management coming up. Mikey's coming out there, which is going to be really nice. It's a quick one, but a fun one. I like the fact of getting in and out, of really giving it everything we have for a day, maybe two, and then in and out, because it gets wild. Do you remember from a couple of years ago? It gets really, really crazy.
A couple years ago was when they had the rain.
Yeah, that was brutal.
That was wild.
It was like once they finally were, they suspended it day one, I think, right, Bob? And then we got in there Friday, I want to say.
We were in a DraftKings in that sports book for a little bit there.
Right. And then I think they suspended it Thursday. And then Friday was like it was finally like a nice day. And it was like they unleashed the hounds. Like there was just people. Remember, Bob, how long it took to walk to the hole? It was like an hour. It was fucking nuts to get to the hole. It was crazy.
I remember we had to do that shot at Glory in front of everybody. And I was just hoping that it was going to get rained out. It was close. I wanted the rain to just keep just piling on. That's when I had to do that shot with Wyndham Clark. I was caddying for him, it was just brutal. Just wanted to get in and out of there. But it is fun. It's a fun time. So it'll be really interesting, I think, going back.
And that dinner on Thursday night's good. Do we have a place secured, Mikey, now? Are we good to go?
I have the one reservation unless Bob gets the other reservation.
Did you talk to John Rahm, Bob?
John Rahm.
Did you talk to him?
It's in Rahm's hands at this point.
So. Good hands. I mean, it could be in worse hands than John Rahm. That's for sure.
100%. 100%.
Did he get back to you?
Yeah, he did. He said, I'll try. He said, if it was for me, I'd be able to get it done. But because I'm not going to be there, I was like, Jesus, thanks, John. Like, fuck. God damn. What a shitty thing to say.
That's crazy, bro.
He's like, I'm going to try. But just know, like, you know, if it was me, I think we wouldn't have a problem. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I got a less important person coming for the dinner reservation.
I mean, listen, that's fair, but I don't think it needs to be said. Like, it's obvious. That's obvious. Well, you know what I mean?
The first thing that he said, though, to me was your name's better than mine to get in there. I said, that's just not the case. And then he clearly was joking. Yeah, clearly.
At least he started off to soften you up a little, because that's a tough one to just take right off the starboard bow.
It was. It was like, fuck. Yeah.
But that's I always look forward to those dinners, man. When Mikey, when we see Mikey, we break bread. It's just, it's, there's something special about those nights.
Well, either way, we got a dinner locked in, so we'll be fine either way.
We do. Unless I cancel and decide to just Postmates.
Oh, you better not, Bob.
Possible. I mean, that's always a possibility.
That will not happen for this. That will not happen. Okay. I will say that will go down as one of the craziest things that I have done.
Well, only because it was from the same exact restaurant. That's 100%. What really was. That was the worst. That was the salt in the wound. You could have ordered from anywhere else, and I would have been like, all right.
Yeah, if I didn't order from the same restaurant, then it's not nearly as crazy. It's just me bailing and not going, which is very, very normal. But it's the fact that it was ordered from the same restaurant. And your guy's order probably got a little bit backed up because of my
yours
Postmates.
Was a big order.
It was.
Imagine Bob ordering like the freaking seafood tower to go.
they'd have to pack dry ice. They'd have to put dry
ice
in my
I've seen Bob get a delivery with dry ice in it. Or was it ice cream?
Ice cream, Bob? Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Cold Stone. They give you the option to do a dry ice for like $1.50.
Who's not going to do that?
It came out smoking. There was like steam coming out of the park.
Yeah, that's how you know it's good.
Ever since we had that talk, I think it was last week, about the ice cream, Mikey, you put up the video, but all I could think about now is just down in pints. Like, that's the only thing on my mind.
It's so, I got to tell you, and just to go hand up in full transparency, I had another pint after the butter.
Did you double? So you did, you cleared 2 pints?
And Bob, with ease, like I did a strawberry Haagen-Dazs after that. And
that's
like,
good.
I could have certainly done like another. Like, it's a fucking legitimate disease.
Smaller than a full pint. It looked like a small one.
That's just his hands.
It's a pint. It's a Haagen-Dazs pint. It's a Haagen-Dazs pint of ice cream.
The butter pecan must have gone down easy.
The butter pecan went down so smooth. I mean, it was so fucking good. But the problem is, legitimately, like my brain is not telling me to stop. There's no shutoff valve. There's no emergency shut. The only reason I stop is because I just guilt myself out so badly. I'm like, you're fat. You're fucking fat. Stop eating. But I could have easily put down like 3-4 more pints.
Some flavors that you can put down 2 pints and just keep going. But then there's some flavors where it's got some things in it where it might be harder to put down the pint and at least stop you a little bit with some of the flavors.
The Ben & Jerry's, if you get something super exotic, I feel like with brownies, pretzels, caramel, like that'll at least...
It's too rich.
Yes.
I'll say this, like I would try not to eat like 2 of those back to back. With this, it almost felt like, well, this is a clean flavor. You know what I mean? Like it's not so bad. It's just
if you're taking only one flavor of ice cream for the rest of your life, what are you going with, Michael?
Chocolate chip mint green. Has to
Yeah, you're the mint. Yeah,
I peppermint, love that. Yeah. No, not the peppermint. That's the white, the spearmint, the green. I like the green one.
Oh, I just called that peppermint. I thought that was the green
it's
a one.
No, peppermint's the white. It's like different. That's like chocolate. I don't know. Mint chocolate chip mint. One of them's white. One of them's green. I need the green one.
I think Haagen-Dazs is the best ice cream guy. I don't think it's remotely close.
It's a really quality ice cream.
Have you ever seen the stores, like the Haagen-Dazs, like stores in like the food court?
Oh,
there's one, Bob, at the Palm Beach, at the Gardens Mall. Have you ever dabbled in there?
Well, they do Postmates.
They do Postmates.
So the Dasher has to go up to the mall.
You fat fuck. You piece of shit. You total piece of shit making this guy go into a mall. What a fucking scumbag, man.
What
this happens poor guy, he's been fucking, he's probably fucking, he's in debt from college and he's got to go for Bob. Go into a mall to get him Haagen-Dazs.
He's going to the mall for to go get the Haagen-Dazs.
Imagine him trying to pull into a mall parking lot, just chaos. And he's
you know what? I didn't even think about the fucking parking. That's a great point. That is so bad.
He's got to go into the parking lot. He's got to get in. He's got to find the food court.
One thing I'll say, though, I would imagine, I mean, I want to say I've seen it firsthand. hand. I'm pretty sure I would imagine Bob takes care of the tip very well for something like that. Like, you're going to tip well, number one, because very you are good. Now, Bob, there's a little bit of guilt in that tip, in my opinion, because I do feel like I try to put myself into the mind of the Dasher. You know, the Dasher fucking hates you for that order.
No,
like, I would think he hates you. So you got to sweeten him up a little bit.
I'm big on. Yes. Like that. Like when I know he's stretching through a mall, a lot of times I'll tip over what it is. You know, depending on what it is, or what I'm big on is if the Dasher has to go into a hotel and you put in the direct, because the last thing you want to do is go into that lobby. Like, the fattest you'll ever feel is when you go down to that lobby to go get the food. Oh, that is the worst.
I made Joe, when we were in Kansas City, I made Joe go down to get the KFC order from the lobby that we ordered. I was like, Joe, I'm not going down there. Yeah. I was like, you got to go.
We ordered a ton. So she's like, are these both yours? I was like, yes, they're both mine.
Come on, that's terrible. Yeah, that's
well. No, it wasn't the Dasher. It was like the like they gave it. To
that
the
was
desk.
Worse. They dropped so it off like the overnight. Concierge. Yeah,
it was like the overnight front desk
respectful employee. Of that. Yeah, got to. I mean,
no, like, I have a question about when we're talking about tipping, because I feel like there's certain platforms that I'll tip more, and then others I don't tip as much.
Yes, yes.
So like food delivery is one I always tip well on.
You have to.
Uber is something I don't tip as well on because I feel like it's already built into the ride that they're driving. No?
Like, yeah,
Mikey just does the Jersey chauffeurs. He doesn't.
Oh, that's not true.
Tip is included on that, Bob, and so is a mortgage
payment.
Man.
That's not
Jersey thing.
Ever since
you get your name englossed in fucking glow lights, on the dash.
We were in Arizona, and he fell asleep at the table, and then the chauffeur...
Big Chevy Suburban pulls up.
Oh, yeah, there's glow lights,
Bob,
Michael.
Look, here's the issue,
Michael,
man.
Bear down, cuz.
Now, fuck you, it didn't arrived. Say that. Fuck you, it didn't say that. That's ridiculous. You guys are sick. You guys are sick people, but I'll say this.
There were strobe lights coming from that thing, yeah. Dave.
They rolled out a red carpet, Mike, when the door opened. No,
oh,
no.
God.
No, but look, I mean, I fight the internal battle of, like, again, like, what, now Uber added this thing where you could schedule ahead with Uber, yes, and that's great. Very nice.
Really it's nice.
Very, very nice. That's a good buy, honestly, is that new Uber where you could schedule ahead. So I don't use that other app anymore. But that's the reason I used it, was because I wanted to make sure I could get a car, number one. And number two, Bob, I can't, like, if a Honda Accord pulls up and I got to sit in the back of a Honda Accord, I'm fucked. I'm fucked. Yeah.
You would do the SUV.
When you do a black SUV on Uber, it comes out to the same price as if I booked it through the other thing. So, like, what's
and
the
by
difference?
By the way, Bob, the guy that was picking him up was in a full tux. Like, that's premium service.
Professional driver. He's a professional driver.
You better be tipping that guy, dude.
He's a professional driver, Joe. Yeah. A little bit different, you know.
Yeah.
And you go in there, you know, they got the bottle of water for you. They got the chargers ready for
hand
you.
Sanitizer.
Like, they're ready to go. Hand sanitizer.
Some mints.
Gum. Yeah, mints, gum. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's upscale. That's next level.
I don't travel. Listen, if I traveled as much as you guys, I would chop down on. I would be a little more frugal with that. But comfort is very important, at least for my knees and my back, man.
Mikey, I used the app that you gave me to go to the World Series where I had the driver.
Black Lane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is a nice service.
It is.
But
they banged you?
Expensive. Oh yeah.
They're also going to see like what the day is. Is there a big event where you're going? So they probably that's probably an upcharge because they knew they were bringing you to the fucking Dodger Stadium to the World Series.
This guy though, I still talk to him till this day. If I'm in LA, I'll message him. I was so miserable after the game. So we left the World Series game. I couldn't watch it anymore. And then the Yankees start coming back. So I'm in the parking lot just freaking out about the game. They lose. I'm just down in the dumps. I'm with Narod. And, you know, we were going to go to either a McDonald's, and somehow we ended up at this Indian joint that he kept recommending. So I said to him, I was like, you want to come in and eat with us? So it's me, Narod, and the driver. And
wait, what?
Yeah. He came, and come
Did
to find
Narod
out.
Sign off on
the
that?
The owner comes out of the kitchen and sees him. They're best friends.
Okay.
So that's why he took us to the plate.
First of all, how was the food? All right, it
very
wasn't great. It wasn't
very
great. Okay. Number two, when you invited him and you asked him, was it one of those situations where it was like you're asking him, but you really never would expect him to say yes?
Yeah. I was surprised he said yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he kept raving about it. I was like, you should just come in. He's like, I'll come in. I was shocked.
Yeah. This is similar. You know, I got, I really don't know if I should tell this story, but I feel like I should tell this
story. Sounds like it happened to me.
It happened to me yesterday at the gym. I'm in the gym and I get approached by this guy who's about 6'6". He's not a big guy though. He's slender. And he starts asking me questions and he's like, have you ever seen the Shaq and something show where they go up to people and they're like, where'd you play at? Or who'd you play for? Or something. I was like, no, I've never heard of that. He's like, well, you're a big guy. Like, where did you play? I was like, I didn't really play. I said, I played high school football, basketball. I said, I went to Division II to play football, tore my shoulder, blah, blah, blah. Okay. He's like asking me these questions about lifting, all this. I'm like, all right, whatever. Fine. Conversation ends. I continue on my workout. Guy comes up to me again, Bob. Okay. This is about 5 minutes later now. And he goes, you know, I hate to bother you, but how much do you weigh? And now I'm like,
what?
Yeah. So I'm like, he's a volleyball player, he tells me, or was, probably in his mid-30s. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm like, I don't know, 275, 280 right now. He's like, yeah, I think the ideal weight for me is like 230. You know, it's hard to get clothes, as you know, for big guys like us. And I'm like, yeah.
Where'd he sure. go?
Okay. So he's like, boy. You know, we have similar problems because we're so tall. Because I'm like, yeah, it is hard to get clothes. Like, I'm trying to just expedite this conversation. You know what I mean? I'm trying not to be rude. Okay, so he goes, do you have, like, Instagram or anything? Like, we could connect because we kind of have the same problems. I'm just saying yes to whatever he's saying. I'm just trying to get it going. He's like, I don't have my phone on me. You have your phone over here? I was like, yeah. Guy totally, he fucking blitzkrieged me. I had nothing. I was totally caught off guard.
Did he think you were going from famous or something?
No. As I'm going from my phone, the question just, I just come out with the question. I go, are you married? Because I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, if this guy's married, like, he doesn't have time to make a new friend. I mean, as a married man with kids, I really, like, you know, I'm not trying to sound like a dickhead, but you know what? Like, I don't have the time to connect with some random guy. He goes, well, and then I was like, whoa, there's a well? Like, it's a yes or no question, dude. He goes, well, I did marry a man for his money. That's what he said to me. Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, Michael, you're getting
that's
hit on.
That's what he said to me. Yes, I was. So the point here is that I'm trying to figure out what the original point was to relate back. But
me
like
too.
Trying to be nice sometimes completely brings the unexpected. Like, I was trying not to be rude. I was trying to engage in the conversation. And listen, I have plenty of gay friends. Love gay people. Plenty of gay friends. But this was one of the most bizarre approaches. I have my wedding ring on, everything. Guy didn't care. Yeah. Just did not care.
I mean, they don't.
Did not care.
Remember the Candyman?
I want to see back to Bob. I want to go back to Bob before we go to Candyman. The fact of the matter that, like, was Narode like, yo, you're inviting the driver? Like, was she signed in on that? Because, like, before you just invite him in, like, did you ask her?
I was so down in the dumps that I don't think she was even going to say it. She was just going to let, like, she knew I was really, really down. And I just don't think she was going to even say anything. But he ends up going into the back in the kitchen. So he didn't really even sit with us. Really, for that long. I think she was surprised he said yes.
I was going to say, she probably was on the same wavelength as Bob, never expecting this guy to actually be like, yeah, I'll take you up on the offer. Yeah.
We went to, when we were standing at the Four Seasons, you remember the Candyman, the doorman job?
Oh, yeah. Candyman's
we were going to Vito's before Nobu to get a slice before.
Oh, my God. That is one of the fattest things.
You guys love the pre-dinner slice.
The starter slice is a really nice.
This is a Bob. This is a Bob move. I'm sure Narode wasn't like, hey, let's hit up Vito's before we go to Nobu.
No.
Correct. But she said them. She's like, he's like, where are you going? We're like, we're going to Vito's. And she's like, do you want us, you know, do you want to bring back a slice or something? And he goes, yeah, I'll do two pies. And we looked at him, like, is he serious? Like, two pies for the valet. So then it's like, you know, so when somebody offers you pizza, usually it's one of those things where you're like, oh, no, I don't need anything. He's like, yeah, I think we would all do like two pies. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I would have been like, I'm not. I'm,
so we had to sit there and wait for two pies.
You bought two large
pies? Two pies. And we just sat there and wait. We went to Vito's after.
There was an episode of Curb too, Bob. Do you remember that one where Larry David, he runs into somebody and he's like, would you want to come with me? Completely thinking that the guy would say no. The guy's like, yeah, I'd love to come. And he gets stuck with him for like the whole day. I forget what episode it was specifically. People will know in the comments. But, I mean, that is one of those things where, like, when you give, like, a courtesy question like that and people actually take you up on it, you better be ready because where are you going from there? I mean, yeah. It's just where are you going from there?
Wild.
It's tough.
Wild. All right, let's go into the buy or sell. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Mikey V, take it away.
Oh, wow. I was not ready to get put on the spot. Whoa.
Actually, you know what? I got you, Mikey. Before we even go into the buy or sell,
yes.
Just want to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the finer folks over at BetterHelp. Sometimes it can feel like everyone has it all together in their love lives, whether married, dating, or single. The truth is, most of us are still figuring out and finding our way. And no matter where you are in your romantic journey, therapy can help you find your way, help you determine what you want, what feels heavy, and how you can take some pressure off. Thankfully, we have the fine folks over at BetterHelp. You can't go wrong with BetterHelp. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12-plus years of experience. Get BetterHelp completely anonymous. They are spectacular. Be sure to include our code. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/BDS. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/BDS to get 10% off betterhelp.com.
Mikey V, go
ahead. Buy or sell?
Yeah, I'm going to sell, Bob. I watched it. My buddy's been doing for, I would say, the last 15-ish years. We don't watch it. We only watch this one event every year. We each throw in 50 or 100 bucks. You get two entrants to the Royal Rumble randomly. They just pick a number for you. It's like buying a scratch-off ticket. So basically, $50 into the pool, you get two of the women wrestlers, two of the men wrestlers for their respective Royal Rumbles. I am selling. I watched some of this because I was just curious to see maybe I'll win a couple bucks. The WWE is so beyond. They are recycling the same. You know, Roman Reigns won this Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I saw he won.
I mean, this guy, like, there's nothing new. They said it was going to be. Triple H was saying this is going to be a groundbreaking Royal Rumble and the most insane things you've ever seen. It was the same guys. Brock Lesnar comes out, people go nuts. Roman Reigns comes out, wins the Royal Rumble. None of the new guys are winning anything. It's CM Punk. It's Cody Rhodes. The WWE is so beyond cooked, but I would recommend that Royal Rumble pool thing if you get involved. That is a fun thing to do because it's the only reason to actually watch this once a year, so we do watch it. But as a whole, what a terrible, terrible
Royal Rumble. I haven't watched WWE in I don't even know how long. I couldn't tell you how to feel.
It's terrible. It's unwatchable. It's so bad. And the announcers are terrible. It's not like back in the day. It's so bad, bro. It's so bad.
When they had Jerry the King Lawler and what's his name? The other guy. Jim Ross. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. There was a time where, and Bob, you might have been younger at this. Mikey and I, we definitely were of the age where we were watching.
We were the Attitude Era.
Dude, the WWF is what it was called back then. Correct. Literally took over television. No one was not watching on a Monday or a Thursday night. Monday Night Raw was as good as it gets. It was unbelievable. It's so sad to see, like, this is what
that time was like early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. That was literally like a social takeover. Like, people were talking like Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Degeneration X, telling people to suck it. Like, this was, that was like a cultural phenomenon, what was happening with wrestling. And now it's unwatchable. It's unwatchable. Sad. It's terrible. It's so bad.
I can never get into it, but I will say, after watching that Vince McMahon documentary, I have a lot more respect for wrestling and what they do. Oh, first off, what the guys put themselves through. Oh. I just, for me, it's hard to get over the hump of just knowing that it's fake and they pick who's going to win. And that's what I can't get over the hump. But when you watch that documentary, I at least respect the whole thing of it. It's crazy.
It's the McMahon Stone Cold Steve Austin feud that went on was just
so good.
Wasn't it? I thought it was McMahon and Hulk Hogan that had it.
No, in the show it was McMahon and Stone Cold for about, I'd say, what, a solid year. It was,
you're
just
talking about like in real life in the courts and stuff. They had a lot of like actual problems. Hogan and McMahon had a lot of problems because Hogan would testify against McMahon. Like they were testifying against each other.
That's Hogan, not yeah.
But Joe's talking about storylines. Like they had this storyline, Austin against Vince McMahon. And it was probably one of the greatest. Like, first of all, there was no rules. It was completely like if 75% of what they did would be canceled now. You can't do it on TV anymore.
Stone Cold came out on a fucking Zamboni and started hosing them down.
Unbelievable, bro. With beer. He came out on the beer truck.
The Miller truck.
Unbelievable, bro. Unbelievable.
I think UFC now owns WWE.
I think they own part of it.
It's called like TKO that owns it all.
They're tied in with the Saudis too, I think.
Yeah, Joe, remember Scott Zangalini came by and said hello to us at the UFC? Yeah. He was working for the WWE pretty high up, and then TKO bought it, and now he's at all the UFC events too. By the way, I think to secure the White House card, I'm going to reach out to Dana again to come on the podcast. And he said, I said, Dana, you want to come on the podcast? He said, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hit up his assistant, and then me and her just couldn't.
I'd go directly to him.
Yeah, but he's gone directly.
But he's got a calendar. Somebody's got a calendar for him.
Yeah, he's in. I mean, he said he's in to do it. So we'll see. We got to have him on.
Another pretty good card last night, I thought. We're recording on Sunday morning.
D-Man saw that floor real well. I was sending my dad the bets today. He was like, where was I? I was sending him all the bets that we were hitting. He was out to dinner, so he didn't get him. But that was, another good. Paramount's killing it. I finally watched
it. Did you enjoy watching it?
I thought it was great.
So some people are not happy with the commercials, but I don't think that they were that bad. And by the way, for what you could get the option for, I did the $13.99 a month, but you could get $8.99 a month. You're saving so much money for an $80 card every single time that you use.
2 weeks in a row, you would have spent close to $200 in 2 weeks.
You would have spent more in 2 weeks than you would have for an entire year subscription.
Do you know what they're doing now, Bob? Like, what is the schedule going to be like? Because this was back-to-back, like UFC 324, 325 back-to-back weeks. Are they doing like a once a month? Are they going to do every other week? Or what are they doing?
I think that the main cards will be back-to-back. So that, I don't think that was a main card. That wasn't a numbered card.
It was UFC 325.
Yes. The one coming up, though, there's like two coming up that aren't numbered cards.
Okay, but this was odd because it was back-to-back weeks of numbered cards.
I think it's because they took such a long break. Like, there wasn't anything in December. And like, so they took such a long break that they did back-to-back and then come out with the bang. But yeah, that was... The upcoming ones like Oliveira, I don't think is a card. I mean, I think they're coming out fire. And Dana said it best with the ads. It's like they've spent billions of dollars on it. They got to make their money back to some degree. Yeah. And you're right, Joe. It's cheaper now. I thought it was amazing. I really do.
Once you get to the main card, the ads really aren't that bad. Like I don't sit there and I'm like, oh my god, this is terrible. With the ads,
you know what?
I don't.
No streaming issues whatsoever. But before, when you'd order it, sometimes the thing would cut out. It would be a mess. This was pretty streamlined throughout the whole thing. It was done well.
I liked it a lot.
I noticed it last night. Do you notice the Discord difference between Bisbane and Cormier as opposed to Cormier when he's with Rogan?
He flows better with Rogan.
Oh, 100%. These guys are stepping all over each other, and they argue about it. They don't. I don't know. I don't know if they get along in real life because it seems like they're so differing on opinion, which I guess on one hand is good, but they step all over each other sometimes. They argue about everything.
I agree. They do. They go back and forth. he does flow a lot better with Rogan. There's good synergy
with him and Rogan. Yeah.
Rogan has in his contract apparently that he doesn't travel outside of the United States for when they do pay-per-views.
Really? Yeah. You know who's amazing, and I think he's a Jersey guy, is John Anik. I love.
Okay.
John Anik's on there with him too. He's amazing. He does with Rogan and then he does with DC. He's really, really good.
Is that the short ball kind of like he's got like the shaved head kind of.
They asked us to have them on the Brownlee on Bob Does Sports.
He always reminds me, he looks like the coach from Barcelona for years, Mike. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
What the hell was his name? And then he went to Liverpool. Pep Guardiola.
Guardiola, yep.
He looks like him.
Pep, yep.
I am going to – I'll go and then we'll go to UD. I am going to buy PGA Tour. Providing this kind of way back for the guys that are on live. Like I know it might not be fair, but for like Wesley, for example, who's now banned, that's a whole nother conversation. But I think the PGA Tour had to find a way to bring these guys back by any means necessary. And they did. And this doing this, now you have Patrick Reed coming back. You have Brooks back. I really think it could be the end of Liv. Like, I don't know how Liv keeps going from there. And then it's fascinating because now you wonder, like, Rom, who's there. Bryson, who's over there. It's like them kind of watching from the outside in, seeing these guys go back. It puts the pressure on them. Bryson's renegotiating his contract, so that puts the pressure on it. I really think from the PGA Tour's perspective, this really kind of puts the nail in the coffin on Liv. So I understand them doing it. It worked out for Brooks. I mean, he went, now he got his money. He's able to come back. Patrick Reed coming back. But you had to try and bring these guys all together, whether they did the right thing or not by leaving. I think it's the right move. So, bye on the PGA Tour. D-Man, over to you.
I'm selling this week. The Australian Men's Open being aired at 3:00 in the morning. And by the way, it's not just some like random tournament. It's a major. And one guy is trying to become the youngest ever men's tennis player to get a career Grand Slam before he's even 23. And the other is one of the greatest tennis players ever seeking his 25th major win. That is a huge storyline. That is a huge event that people want to watch. Why in God's name? I know they're in Australia. I know there's a 16-hour time difference from the Eastern time zone. Why are they airing that at 3 a.m.? Think about how many people on this side of the world would be watching that match, which, by the way, I watched the very end. I was half asleep. That's just not done correctly. And I know it's like, okay, you don't want to have it like at night, but why not have it? You know, you could have the match at 12:00 in the afternoon the next day on the Sunday, and it could be aired on Saturday night at like 7-8:00, you know, our time, and everybody would be watching that. I just thought that's such a fumble for such a massive appearance. I just thought that they got to be better with that. The UFC was just in Australia too, Bob. And we were watching it last night. They didn't have a problem with that.
No, it was great. I actually looked up what time it was in Australia because I was curious. And well, like for them, it was like 1:00. It seemed awesome. Like, I would love to be in Australia or here and something be going down at 1:00, like the main card. I thought that's awesome. Everybody wins.
Now, I get that the Australia or the tennis crowd is a little bit different than the UFC crowd. So you have, you know, a little bit different demographic. They're probably not going to be watching at 1-2 in the morning. But you could put that in the middle of the day, which, by the way, I feel like Wimbledon, a lot of these tennis matches on a Sunday or midday anyways. And people here on the United States or in Canada would be watching it, you know, Saturday night. That'd be fucking awesome to watch. I just thought it was a huge fumble. I thought they could have been way better in organizing it. But yeah, disappointing.
That one tennis match, I talked about it this week on my story. I was like, the Alcaraz match was from 12 midnight till 5:30 in the morning. It's insane. Like, who's watching? But Joe's right. Like, who's watching? But I think maybe because tennis is not an American specific sport that they just don't care.
I think a lot of people in the U.S. watch tennis when the U.S.
But it's like a worldly sport though. There's like, it's not like it's like NFL, you know what I mean?
I get it. I'm just saying, you would think the coverage that they could get so much more if they put it at a time that would, maybe not for the regular matches, Mikey, or even the matches leading up, but certainly the men's championship final, when you have two big players in that, you have Djokovic and Alcaraz, like, you got to put that at a time where people can watch it, at least. I don't know.
That's those guys' stamina, fascinating. Like, I was watching the UFC last night, just like, those guys' stamina is unbelievable. But tennis players, too, their stamina is just, like, they're
four or
doing
five-hour
these
matches.
That's insane. That's just
crazy.
Insane.
Some and points busting ass
are like there's some games, just the games are like 10, 15 minutes long. It just keeps going. It's crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah, it really is. All right, before we head on over to the Feed Bob, Mikey, why don't you tell them what Feed Bob is brought to you by?
Yeah, Feed Bob, of course. Feed Bob. I went right with it, though. Ask Bob.
Ask Bob segment.
This is the Ask Bob segment, and thankfully, but if it was the Feed Bob segment, what better way to feed Bob than with our friends over at Factor, okay? Factor meals, let me tell you guys, you're not failing at healthy eating. You're failing at having 3 extra hours every single night where you could be doing something and you're not. But take away all the hard work with the meal prep with our friends over at Factor. Factor is already made by chefs, designed by dietitians, and delivered to your door. You heat it up 2 minutes and you eat. Nothing simpler than that. Lean proteins, colorful vegetables, whole food ingredients, healthy fats, the stuff you'd make if you had the time. Okay, and they have so many varieties, 100 different rotating meals every single week, high protein, calorie smart, Mediterranean, GLP-1 support, ready to eat salads, new Muscle Pro collection for strength and recovery, anything you want. It's always fresh, never frozen, and again, ready in 2 minutes. No prep, no clean, no mess, just the good stuff. So head on over to factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code DUMB50off to get 50% off your first Factor box, plus, of course, you guys know, free breakfast for 1 year.
That's wild.
The offer is only valid for new Factor customers that use our code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchases. Make healthy eating easier with Factor.
It's funny and watching Mikey do that ad read, knowing that he just put down 2 pints last night.
Fuck, man.
Dude. The old strawberry pecan, Bob.
So
probably
bad,
wasn't
man.
The right guy to do the ad read this morning.
Dude, it's seriously like it's funny, but like even Holly's like, you know what's gonna happen. She goes, if you keep pushing this like mental fat thing, like you're just gonna become fat. Cause you're gonna think it's funny and you're gonna think like putting up the videos is funny, but like you're gonna get fat. And I was like,
she's right.
I was like, you may be right, but like, I'll never not do any, I'll never be sedentary. I'll never stop like doing, I'll at least like walk and go to the gym still. But I don't want to get like fat.
But in fairness though, Holly says that, and I'll always usually take Holly's side, but she puts together these spreads that don't help.
Good spreads.
Like
good
some spread. Of these spreads.
But not during the week though. She puts out very health conscious stuff during
good
the week.
Her.
But I mean, if she's putting out a spread, I mean, who's holding back at that point anyway? You know what I mean? Like somebody said to me in the comments, I put up that ice cream video. They're like, Mike, you don't have to eat the whole pint. Like just don't eat the.
It's disrespectful.
It is. It is disrespectful. Like I'm a 40-year-old man.
Wow,
like I'm not sitting down to not eat this ice cream. It's not happening.
I'd love to see that guy smoking a cigarette and go up to him and say, you know, you don't have to do the whole cigarette. You know, just fucking stick it to it. Cause I mean, come on. It's so much easier said than done. You
Correct.
Have a support system here though, Mike. I got a feeling Scottsdale we're gonna put together.
Wow, Michael.
We're going to put one together, tie one together, and Scott, it's either drinking or eating.
No, so. I'd rather eat.
Me too.
I'd rather eat.
Me too. Rather eat.
Imagine a world where, in another world where we were like in Japan, we were like sumo wrestlers and our job was just to get as big as possible.
I'm going to tell you this. I think if we went to Japan, I think we would be big hits in Japan. I really do. They love bigger people. They love Americans.
Oh, you would crush.
Oh, Mikey, I
think the three of us would cry. They would be fascinated with Joe, completely fascinated with Joe. There's no question. I think the three of us would do very, very well. I think we'd prosper in Japan.
Podcast tour throughout.
I would love to do that. I think I saw that on somewhere. They're like, you know, like older dudes, like bucket list for some reason always includes a trip to Japan.
Bob
like,
said he would be willing to go, which is crazy.
The cuisine alone.
The cuisine would be sensational.
I am about to drop the hammer, and I haven't said it yet, but I'm not doing it. I'm not going to say where it is. We got offered a great opportunity for Bob to sports.
Okay, where?
And you know, like with the NFL, like possible filming.
I can't go to that one anyways.
I ain't going. I ain't going. I just, you know what?
It's Mexico, Bob. It's not like you're going
to I told myself the last time in Mexico, I got sick.
It right.
But Joe,
I thoroughly enjoyed Mexico.
Mexico, if you do it right, by the way, you think the NFL is going to put you in a bad hotel, Bob? You're going to be at an unbelievable resort. You're going to be living large.
Could be in the Mahomes suite.
People say to me, I know I'm going to take a lot of shit for this. I'm fine. Look, I've been to Mexico a lot of times. Nothing against the Mexican people. Love Mexican food, all that stuff. It's just not a destination for me.
Sounds like
people like, you know, make sure you don't brush your teeth with the tap water. Yeah. That's not a place where I want to go travel. I don't want to have to worry about that. You know what I mean? Now, look, that's a great place to be in the position where you get to pick and choose on that. I know that that in itself is blessing, but I have no desire to go back. You can't – every time I've gone, the food wasn't good. I went for a wedding. I've been like three or four times.
If you went to that resort where I went the one time,
but Nobu though, Joe.
But that's what I'm saying. It's by the way, it was discounted. It was very reasonable.
Well, discounted. You were putting stories up though. Wasn't discounted.
No, not back then. No, I didn't do nothing for them.
No.
Yeah, they're trying to boost. I'm just saying that the food was unbelievable. We didn't leave the resort. It was incredible. I feel like if you put Bob in a situation where you didn't say anything, you dropped him in the middle resort there, and he doesn't know where he is, and he's got all the food. He's got a Nobu on property or a good restaurant like that on property. He's got buffets. He's got room service and pool service. He would be in his element.
I had a couple of good meals when I was in Mexico, but I can understand Bob saying like the food was underwhelming. Like I can see that.
Also, too, it's kind of like, you know, food poisoning. Like, you know, I remember we did a Bob to Sports Challenge. We went to Taco Bell and I got food poisoning. So it's like hard to go back. The last time I went to Mexico, I got crazy sick. So you just mentally have that in your head. And I always try and say with these trips, whether it be the Berlin Dumb Show or Bob to Sports, just because I don't want to travel to a place, I can't take that experience away from everybody. So I really try to just do it. You know, even Scotland, I was surprised that I was like, you know, I'm just going to do it. I loved Scotland. I had the ball. So it opened my eyes. Mexico, I've done it 3-4 times. I just don't have much desire to go back.
Bob, you liked Italy when we went, no?
Loved it. That's what I'm saying. It opened my eyes to a lot. I would go back to Italy. It opened
an
my
Italy
eyes.
Trip with the boys would be great too. Oh my
That'd
god,
be fun.
The food,
Japan would be hilarious. Like
Japan, I think.
You would need to take someone like Jensen just to do film behind the scenes the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
It would be wild.
I feel like they would think like that. I'm like some sort of like circus freak,
like there. Roman Reigns. They would think you're like fucking Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
100%.
That would be cool.
My old roommate, Colin McMahon, gorgeous looking guy, one of the best looking guys I've ever seen. He Joe, you saw him. I played.
You hook him up with Bob's or with Mikey's gym guy.
Dude, this guy is such a good looking guy. My friend went to the Philippines with him, and he said to watch him go into a bar. He's like 6'5".
Yeah,
they looked at him like a celebrity. Like it's really, really. I think that's what Mikey would get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big Show. Yeah. Oh, the Big Show.
All right, the geishas would be
Bob
all over me.
Bang
Bob.
Me.
You want to start, Mikey? You want me to start?
Go ahead, Joe.
All right, Bob. Let me see here. All right, Bob. I got a question here for you today. I would like you, Bob, to tell me which natural disaster is measured using the Richter scale.
That's going to be an earthquake.
Oh, very wow. Good. That's real quick, yeah. Bob. Very nice.
Good question. But yeah,
I didn't know if it was too hard or too easy. I just thought it might be. Yeah, it could have been
one that got me. I think that's a fine question. Also,
living in LA, that probably helped.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Living in LA,
he said.
100%. 100%. Not a bad question.
All right. My question, it's biology and health basic question.
That's
biology and health. Bob, what vitamin do humans get from sunlight?
Vitamin D.
Bob is on a roll today.
That's four for four.
Bounce back from Bobby, man.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome.
Wow.
See, then that's the thing. It's like, I feel so happy for Bob, but then I feel like the Ask Bob segment just kind of flopped.
It's hard to dial up. You don't know like how deep you could go. It's hard, but I mean,
that's a big one.
I thought he would at least have a hesitation. He had no hesitation.
He was dialed in, yeah. Bob. That's a big bounce back.
Good for you, Bob.
It was, but I'll give you guys credit. I think your guys, wherever you're getting them, I don't know. But I think your guys Ask Bob questions have been great. Like I really do. From
ChatGPT, Bob.
Have you?
Oh, really?
What do you type into ChatGPT? See, that's where the problem lies. Yeah, see, that's where the problem
lies. Well, today I said, can you please give me some basic science trivia questions that any 30-year-old man should be able to answer?
That's a problem. Yeah, see, I knew that wasn't going
to
be.
And he got it. He got it to his credit.
He did get it. He did get it, though. That's fair. That's fair.
He got it immediately, too, Bob.
That was a good week. That was a good week.
Back-to-back weeks,
hard
Bob.
To enjoy. I think I was 2 for 2 last week, but yes, the way I got to the answer was crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, as long as you arrived there, who gives a fuck how you got there?
I agree with that. All right, so a nice dub there.
We're going to head on
over to the top five. Mikey V knocks down the top five. The V-Man.
Wow.
Is on the board. I think I came second, Joe. So I think Joe the 3, but Joe had a nice winning streak going. So this top five is going to be Dream. We've done the blunt rotation before. We're going to go back to the blunt rotation. Dream UFC blunt rotation has to be current fighters in the UFC portal, whatever they want to call it. So to me, like, Conor McGregor's not an active fighter right now. So it has to be active UFC fighters. I think.
Well, what about John Bones Jones? Because technically John Jones
is in there. It has to be. No, Bob.
I agree. I think that's an active fighter. So, okay, Mikey, so he is active. Decide where you want to go.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go third. I feel like this is one of those where, like, I don't think there's, like, a definite finite one. And the pool after the first couple rounds is going to be scary. So I'm going to go 3.
Yeah, I do. I think there is a clear number
so you're going one.
I understand the 3. I'd probably do the same thing. So I'm 1.
Okay.
Cutsy 2. Cutsy, I think you know who I'm going to say.
I know it's between a couple of guys, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go
gonna take Marab?
No.
Okay. No, I'm gonna go Sugar Sean.
Loves Marab.
Sugar Sean.
I'm going to go second. I thought it was either going to be between Sugar Sean or Patty the Batty, who's I'm going to take Patty the Batty. Because I think he'd be hysterical.
No, it's a great pick.
Sugar Sean was on my list too, Bob. I think just those two guys are just it'd be fun.
I'm going to take Bones Jones, and then on the wraparound, I'm going to take a guy who I thought was fucking wild, not smoking a blunt with. I can only imagine if you smoke a blunt with Gaethje. That would fucking nuts.
Oh, Gaethje, yeah.
So give me Gaethje on the way back.
All right, I'm happy with this next pick. I'm going to go with Derek Lewis with my next pick. Ooh, I think he would be fucking hysterical, man. You imagine him rolling up a big fatty.
So, yo, by the way, watching when you like we get to watch the heavyweights fight live, like we had so much money on it, but Joe, but like we couldn't stop laughing. Like these big boys just taking these big swings.
Bob had Cortez for a mountain. And you had Cortez for a mountain. And then when he was fighting, we were watching. Lewis was like slipping. Did you watch that fight, Mikey?
Yeah.
He was like slipping and just throwing these haymakers. And we were cracking up.
The heavyweights, I mean, it's just scary to watch them because you think about what, like, that's like just me and another person my size in a fucking cage just swinging at each other.
The problem with the heavyweights is they don't knock each other out in the first round. You saw what happened with Teixeira last night. They look like they were like a simulation. They couldn't move.
Yeah. And he won that fight. And he ended up winning that fight.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Dude, when I tell you that I love a fight to hammer away.
But it was minus 300. That's the thing.
Yeah, but a lot of people like the Lewis.
Yeah, so, I mean, Lewis
is still really good. Okay, give me Volkanovski. And then you can give me in between two. Then give me Islam Makhachev.
See, I just don't know if those guys would be fun to smoke with.
Islam Makhachev is he's hilarious.
Yeah, but those Dagestan guys, I just don't. They're just bred for like fighting and nothing else, really. You know, I don't know. It's me now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Give me Chama. Alex Pereira.
Is Poirier not available?
He's done.
Yeah, I want to give it to you. He's just not current.
That's fine. I got two I'm going to take anyway. I'm going to take Marab. I think Marab would be great. And then I'm going to take Khamzat Chimaev.
Whoa, see, that's a scary guy.
Yeah.
You don't know what he's going to do.
That's
kind of like what I like, though. I kind of am curious.
Scary guy to smoke with. Yep. That would tweak me out.
I'm going to go with a guy. I started watching and following this guy on social media. I think he's really funny. Armin Sarukian. Have you seen his social media, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not a fan, clearly.
No, I like him. I don't mind him at all.
He goes,
Yeah.
I just thought his social media, he's pretty fucking funny, man.
He does a lot of them, not mukbangs, but he'll just eat like mountains of food.
Yeah, he did this thing. More. He was on the jet. He had like a fucking mountain of Popeyes.
By the way, that Chinese that you sent, Joe, from the-
mood. We're keeping it balanced with the Diet Coke.
Oh my God, this guy, man.
Those were four of the biggest plates of Chinese.
Five entrees he ordered. Five.
You do wonder, is he taking that?
I don't think he's.
Dude, he's massive. He's massive. I don't know.
Dude, Mikey, if you can reach out to him.
Come on, Bob. I don't want to reach out to that guy.
Wait. I got an idea. A food off between Mikey and Mood on the
funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. That would be the most enjoyable
mood. Come on, Mikey. Could you imagine we just do a food off between them?
Dude, a pint of ice cream, Mikey versus Mood, would be one of the funniest things I have ever
the
seen.
Man has a name, Bob. It's not
James Bola.
There you go. We're just calling him Mood.
Mood, you guys? Mood, you guys?
Can you reach out to him, Mikey?
Joe, why do I have to read? You have much wider influence pull than I do.
I think Bob reach out.
If Bob reaches out to him, it'll be done. It'll be signed, sealed, delivered.
Like, if you told the only subs we really want this guy on the podcast, the only subs would get him on the pod. Okay. They're powerful, right, PD?
No comment.
Come on, Joe. Come on, man. They love you. They love you.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
By the way, I'm not sure.
You know why? Because every day at some point, I would say at least two or three times a week, there's a situation where I am taking Joe's back on the internet.
Well, but
against ricochet shots. And it might not even be only subs.
But Mikey, that doesn't mean they love him. Like, I will counter there. I do not think that they love him. And I don't think Joe loves
that. In their ignorance, they actually think that I'm opposed to you. No, but they think that you and I are at each other's throats when they don't. They should realize that we're hand in hand. We're brothers.
But that's why I keep saying, like somebody said today, some nasty comment. They were like, finish another pint of ice cream so you could look like Joe. And I said, excuse me. That wasn't an only sub. But the point is, as I said, I wish I could only be so lucky. I said, the man is an icon. I come to his defense all the time.
But that's you. That's not them.
He-Man,
not
that's a little
defense.
Bit of this right here.
No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. No, it's not a sunning. Nobody suns quite like Joey D suns me.
Well, that is true. That is also true.
The little engine that good. The little engine that good.
Those are fabricated suns. That was, you know. But I don't think Mikey's doing that. But Mikey, to your point, that means you're coming to my aid. That doesn't mean that the only subs are.
Correct.
I'm going to get them there.
Well, there you go. No, that's different, though.
Okay, that's
I'm
a start.
I'm working on it. That's okay. On it.
But that just goes to Bob's point that they don't like me. They don't like me.
Joe, who's the one only sub again that you can't not stand?
I'm not shouting him out. No, there's a couple. By the way, the one that you're thinking of, him and I have buried the hatchet. So me and Austin Carver now, we're not in bad blood.
Austin's a good guy, man. Good guy.
Well, he told me to go fuck myself when the Packers lost to the Bears, but that's
he's
not even a Bears fan.
Yeah.
All right. But hey, you want to get an only subs plug in though, Mikey? You can.
Yeah, go join the only subs.
Yep, that's the plug.
All right,
join us. Yep, join us. That's the plug. It's a brilliantly done show.
So who is it now? It's on Mikey. Is it Mikey now?
No, on me.
Armin.
I took Armin Sarukian.
Sarukian was the last
Armin
pick.
Sarukian.
And that's in Mikey's term.
No, it's Bob. Bob no, got back to Bob right now. Yeah.
Oh, it's Bob. Sorry, Bob.
I'm going to pick a guy that I just think is really, really cool. I'm kind of fascinated by him, and he's just unbelievable. Give me Ilya Topuria to round out my list. Topuria's a good
one, yeah. No, Bob, you got another one, brother.
You got one more.
You only have four. You got O'Malley, Volk, Islam, and Topuria.
No, I said Max Holloway.
No, you didn't say that.
You never said Max.
Did I not?
But I'll put – you want Holloway. I'll give you Holloway.
Oh, Max Holloway and then Ilya Topuria. My bad.
Joseph, your last pick?
You know, I just watched him fight last night. I think he's an interesting cat. Diego Lopez.
Yeah.
Give me Diego Lopez. I think he'd be a lot of fun.
I like Diego a lot.
I'll close out. Give me Adesanya. I'll take Israel Adesanya.
That's a good one, too, I thought about.
Item on my list. He's got a fight locked in. I really hope he wins because I love him.
UFC was good when he was like at the – I thought when he was, you know, constantly at the top
When he knocked out Pereira, that's one of my favorite UFC moments of all. Me and my dad had him by knockout. It was like the last second we were at Miller's Ale House we went nuts.
Is he the one who does the bow and arrow or is that Chama? Yes.
It's Adesanya. Yeah.
But Chama does it too when he comes in, doesn't he?
Well, Chama does that, but then he did that as a celebration.
Oh, I just remember he goes, that was so sick, dude.
Yeah, he's awesome. So, Mikey, if you can, go ahead and rattle off those lists.
Indeed, I will. Today's top five UFC current fighting blunt rotation. Bob, Sugar Sean O'Malley, Volkanovski, Islam, Topuria and Max Holloway.
Max Holloway, then Topuria.
Max Holloway, then Topuria. Fourth round, Max Holloway, then Topuria. Fifth round. Joe's got Patty the Batty, Derek Lewis, Pereira, Armin, Diego Lopez. I have John Jones, Justin Gaethje, Merab, Khamzat, and Adesanya.
Might win.
A couple to add is Charles Oliveira.
I had him on the list, yeah.
Tom Aspinall.
I had Joshua Van, too. I thought he'd be cool.
I think he's cool. I like him a lot.
Van's such a great fighter, bro.
You know who would be a great one who didn't get listed?
Who?
Who I think would be a lot of UFC fans' top is Jiří Procházka.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's the Czech Republic guy who used to have the samurai ponytail.
That's a really good one.
I thought about him, too. Yeah, he's a good one.
I like my list. Last week, I didn't love my list. I like my list a lot this week.
I knew last week.
None of the female fighters, no love for the female
fighters. Well,
that's
the same reason I took two female people last week, and I came last. So, you know.
I'm trying to think who I would. I mean, you know, Zhang Wei Li. Like, I don't know. Like, she might be cool.
I get high with I'd love to smoke a blunt with Amanda Nunes. Shevchenko.
Amanda Nunes is probably a good one. That's probably the best one, I would think. Yeah, that's probably the best one.
All right, that was a fun one. That was good, boys. That does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we will see you guys next time. Maybe we'll do a live pod next week, possibly from Waste Management. It'd be cool. Come say hi. We'll be roaming around the grounds on Thursday. Breezy Golf is out there, so get the Breezy merch. The Breezy Waste Management collab is absolutely spectacular. You got it on the hats. It's unbelievable.
That hat you have on,
Bob. It's a great hat.
Bob's hat. The white or the black?
The black. It's fucking unbelievable.
This was a great drop. This one was a real good drop.
Yeah.
That's another edition of the Brill and the Dumb Show. We'll see you next time.